With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. South Dakota is one of three states in the upper Midwest without some form of a statewide mask mandate. Some local governments have already issued their own mask mandates, but that number is growing as COVID spreads through the state. SDPB's Elise Drubinger reports.
On Monday night, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds issued a proclamation that requires anyone over the age of 2 to wear a mask in public indoor spaces. It also comes just a few days after North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum issued a statewide mask mandate along with bar and restaurant capacity limits. Governor Reynolds says if hospitals exceed capacity, every Iowan who needs medical care is at risk.
If an ambulance is transferring a COVID-19 patient, it may not be available to respond to an accident on a rural county road. If hospital beds are full, a loved one who suffers a heart attack or a stroke may have to be transported miles away to receive life-saving treatment.
Nebraska, Wyoming, and South Dakota do not have any mask policy in place at the state level. In a statement to the press, Governor Kristi Noem's policy advisor Maggie Seidel says, quote, mask mandates, harsh lockdowns, massive testing, and contact tracing haven't worked. South Dakota hasn't taken those measures. Now, it has the second highest death rate in the country for the month of November, according to data compiled by SDPB. Dr. Elizabeth Rocks is an epidemiologist with the South Dakota School of Mines. She says it's important everyone takes the responsibility of wearing a mask.
With the corner we've turned on the curve that we have right now, which is basically exponential growth, not quite, but definitely trending in the wrong direction, will continue through the winter.
The Noem administration says it's focused on hospital capacity. About 35% of hospital beds and ICU beds are available statewide. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strupinger in Rapid City.
Rapid City is one step closer to implementing a mask mandate. Rapid City Mayor Steve Allender broke the tie on a split city council to advance the first of two readings for the ordinance. It requires cloth face coverings in indoor public places when 6 feet of distance are not possible. Allender says the Monument Health Hospital is in crisis mode.
You're splitting hairs if you're going to say there's empty rooms or low staffing. It all speaks to the capacity of the hospital. And medical personnel is in high demand now. They are getting traveling personnel from all over the country trying to keep up with the workload. The healthcare workers have one request of this city, to urge people to wear masks.
The ordinance has a penalty of up to $500. Allender says someone getting the maximum fine is unlikely. Earlier this week, the city of Sioux Falls passed a mask mandate, but without a penalty. A Rapid City Common Council meeting for a second reading has not been set. South Dakota's Secretary of Education is taking a new position in December. A statement from the governor's office says Ben Jones will take over as state historian and director of the South Dakota State Historical Society. Governor Noem appointed Jones as Secretary of Education in 2019. He previously worked as Dean of Arts and Sciences at Dakota State University and as faculty with the U.S. Air Force Academy. He has a Ph.D. in history from the University of Kansas. The governor's office has not yet announced who will serve as Secretary of Education when Jones leaves the position on December 9th. A bank robber serving federal time for threatening Yankton Bank employees with a fake bomb is appealing his sentence. David Giese asked a South Dakota federal district court for an evidentiary hearing in a bid for a lighter sentence. When that failed, he took the issue to the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals. Appellate judges heard arguments Thursday. Victoria Wicks has more of this story for SDPB.
When David Giese robbed the Wells Fargo Bank in Yankton in the summer of 2016, he put a box on the counter and said it contained a bomb. After the teller handed over money, Giese left the box there and announced the bomb would detonate if bank employees didn't wait 30 minutes to call the police. Giese entered into a plea agreement with federal prosecutors and was sentenced to 48 months in prison. At oral arguments, he is represented by Sioux Falls attorney Alex Hagan, who tells three appellate judges that Giese's sentence failed to consider that the fake bomb presented no danger. Hagen says Giese didn't do more than set the fake bomb on the counter, unlike defendants in other robbery cases whose conduct was more serious.
There's lighting the fuse. There's pressing a detonator. In those cases, there is something more than merely showing it and making some step to represent that it's dangerous. It, you know, when my client walked in the bank, he had a box.
If the sentencing judge had found that Giese simply brandished the weapon, Hagen says Giese could have argued that his conduct was aberrant, thereby qualifying for a lesser sentence. Assistant U.S. Attorney Jeff Clapper points out that bank employees didn't know there was no bomb in the box, and they testified at the sentencing hearing that they felt a real threat. Clapper says neither the state nor the defense objected to facts that the judge relied on to craft a sentence.
What we have here is what typically happens in cases where there's a plea agreement. There are facts that aren't contested when the pre-sentence report comes out. The parties, you know, accept what the outcome is.
Clapper says if Giese had sought a downward departure from standard sentencing, the government would have asked for an enhanced sentence. The court will deliberate and issue an opinion at a later date. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.